I have a strange question. What are we talking about? What's the matter?
It's over a month.
What did you do
in this 1 month?
I hope you have read this, because normally we have to finish the book.
We have started the book. We are in the last version of it.
So we are listening to the last words of Rumi. To do what? Right at the beginning, he told us that, listen, there is something beyond the knowledge. I was in the knowledge, it was good, I understood the law. Then Shams arrived and gave me something much, much more. Do you remember how we introduced it, that story? He asked him a question and he answered. And he said, for 3 days and night, he explained to him what? What? He's talking about it, he's teaching it to you. What was the point? So you see, I could have a question over. This is something that you should think about and know. Always know it. If I will ask this, you should immediately think about it. What was it?
So much here.
You have to find a very special word. And that special word is complicated. Guess what? What was that word?
It's one word.
It's a strange word. There's strangeness about it. Everybody thinks they understand it, and nobody does. Did you get it? There is something that you always confuse it with something else. Therefore, you think you know what it is. The explanation that Rumi brought us was, listen, it's not a matter of understanding it. You have to feel it. Don't mistake it. What am I talking about? What? One word. Love. Everybody thinks that you know what love is. Why? Because wanting and being pleased and being happy for having something, all of this for you is the neighbor of love. Which is not. You know why?
They all belong to all animals. An animal loves to eat. Ah, no, that's not the word. Love is like, yes. Love is something else. This is what he thought. Rumi said, I was dead, I became alive. I was sad, I became the happiness. Because love. What is the problem with love? Silence. What is it? What is the real problem with love that you don't really get it? Like love. Do you understand it? Liking is the attention of the animal for self, for me. That's liking. That's nothing to do with love. Love is becoming selfless first. That self of the animal, put it aside. Then what? Then everything is illogical. Because that animal is logical, logic is created for animal. Is logic created for me? Who dares to say that? When I'm reading the poetry of Rumi, what am I doing? Logically wasting the time. Imagining the imagination of someone who is not normal. This is what an artist and poet is, isn't it? There is something beyond the logic. Art is there. Imagination is there. Ability of selflessness is there. Because what is selflessness? Is understanding more, becoming we. You're not reducing yourself, but you're putting out yourself from the center of existence. That's it. How did you like it? This was my silly question. What I understood by studying his book for so many years, more than half a century, what I got is simple, but this is the machine of complicating this stuff. Say something that I cannot question. Have you seen a funny encounter? Go and watch one of these encounters between a scientist and a religious fellow. What do? They blame the other one for other things. And that's it, because no one could prove really himself. You know what? Don't become a philosopher. Don't be that. Be simple. They cannot convince each other because they don't listen to each other. Everyone wants to prove the other one wrong. They cannot prove what they are talking about. I'm talking about... I really don't dare to say I'm thinking about the existence. It's so big that I know I cannot understand it. The thing is that there is something beyond the understanding. I was lucky, I went to the art school, so I found it early. What is art? What is it? They pay billions of dollars for something. Yes, there is something there which is not there. It's in the imagination and culture of the human being. Mona Lisa del Gioconda cannot be drawn today, because today is another environment. What is all of this about? That's the good question. And you are supposed to find the answer to those questions here. And here we are talking about the final arguments that we could have. Let's see what were we talking about. First of all, the conclusion of the story is that we're reading in a story. Why? You want to say something. Do you remember one thing that I do, I practice, I believe you could learn, is when I come back to the book I love, I look at it and this is what I see. You see? What is it? Highlights. When somebody is talking, there is one point that is the highlight, or insisting, or what and what and what. These are some lines together for me, right? Then it is the book itself, the titles, all of this little stuff for itself, it will talk to you. When I'm through with this story, or I understand it, and I know the details of this and that, then I come back and page it. For paging, I'm looking only at those highlights, because over there I find the main subject. Now I go back and look at these highlights, and I will see one in green. Rare. چون قضا ندهد زنان را هیچ دست کی دهد آنکه جهاد اکبر است. Talking about the women. Since the women are not all adapted for fighting, how should they be adapted for that which is greater, holy war? What was it? He was talking about the women doing something, always. What is it? Here he said, they don't have any hand to do something. What is this? Is this about you? In here, when you say, lady, what are we talking about? The brain. This one. Satan. This Satan doesn't do anything, does it? You tell me. You. Does it do anything? It's just thinking and ordering other stuff to happen. Thinking